Seluruh pekerjaan yang Salomo lakukan untuk bait Tuhan telah selesai.
Salomo memasukkan barang-barang yang dikuduskan oleh Daud, ayahnya, yaitu perak emas, dan semua peralatan itu, dan meletakkannya di dalam perbendaharaan bait Allah.
Chapter 5. Thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished, and Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver and the gold and all the instruments, put he among the treasures of the house of God.
Kemudian, Salomo mengumpulkan di Yerusalem para tua-tua Israel, dan semua kepala suku, yakni para pemimpin kaum orang Israel, untuk mengangkut tabut perjanjian Tuhan dari Sion ke kota Daud.
Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion.
Lalu, semua orang Israel berkumpul di hadapan Raja pada hari raya, pada bulan ke-7.
Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast, which was in the 7th month.
Setelah semua tua-tua Israel datang, orang-orang Lewi mengangkat tabut itu.
And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark.
Mereka mengangkat tabut, tenda pertemuan, dan semua barang kudus yang ada di tenda itu. Semuanya itu diangkut oleh para imam dan orang-orang Lewi.
And they brought up the ark and the tabernacle of the congregation and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle. These did the priest and the Levites bring up.
Raja Salomo dan seluruh umat Israel yang berkumpul di hadapannya berdiri di depan tabut itu, lalu mempersembahkan domba dan sapi yang tidak terhitung dan tidak terbilang jumlahnya.
Also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him before the ark sacrifice sheep and oxen, which could not be told nor numbered for multitude.
Para imam membawa tabut perjanjian itu ke tempatnya, di ruang belakang bait, di ruang maha kudus, di bawah sayap keru-keru.
And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, to the oracle of the house, into the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims.
Jadi, kruk-kruk itu membentangkan sayap-sayapnya di atas tempat tabut itu, sehingga kruk-kruk itu menudungi tabut itu, dan kayu-kayu pemusungnya dari atas.
For the cherubim spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above.
Kayu-kayu pemusung itu sangat panjang sehingga ujungnya terlihat dari tempat kudus di depan ruang belakang. Namun, kayu-kayu pemusung itu tidak terlihat dari luar. Di sanalah tempatnya, sampai saat.
And they drew out the staves of the ark, that the ends of the staves were seen from the ark before the oracle, but they were not seen without. And there it is unto this day.
Ini, tidak ada apapun di dalam tabut itu, selain dua, log batu yang diletakkan Musa di dalamnya, ketika Tuhan mengikat perjanjian dengan orang Israel di Gunung Horeb. Setelah mereka keluar dari Mesir.
There was nothing in the ark save the two tables which Moses put therein at Horeb when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt.
Kemudian para imam keluar dari ruang kudus.
Semua imam yang hadir telah menguduskan diri dan tidak lagi menunggu sesuai giliran.
And it came to pass when the priests were not out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course.
Semua penyanyi dari keturunan Lewi, yaitu Asaf, Heman, Yedutun beserta anak-anak dan saudara-saudaranya berdiri di timur mazbah dengan mengenakan minang halus dan dengan ceracap, gambus, dan kecapi. Bersama mereka ada 120 imam peniup latiri.
Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them, of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests, sounding with trumpets.
Secara serentak, para peniup mahtiri dan penyanyi itu memperdengarkan paduan suaranya untuk menyanyikan puji-pujian dan syukur kepada Tuhan. Ketika mereka mengangkat suara dengan nasiri, ceracap, dan alat-alat musik lainnya, sambil memuji Tuhan, sebab Dia baik sesungguhnya untuk selama-lamanya kasih setianya.
Bait itu, yakni bait Tuhan, dipenuhi dengan awan.
It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord.
Para imam tidak mampu berdiri untuk menyelenggarakan ibadah, karena awan itu, sebab kemuliaan Tuhan memenuhi bait Allah.
So that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God.